San Jose, Oakland time for 1 o'clock news.
From ABC News, I'm Alex Stone. They're holding on to hope in West Virginia.
This is still a rescue mission to us. We still have rescue chambers that we have to go to, and, you know, we still believe.
Chris Atkins is head of Massey Energy, owner of that mine where four coal miners are still missing. Dangerous gases made rescue crews retreat earlier today.
The amount of explosive gas in the mine rose so rapidly, rescue crews were ordered out. There are a couple of possible theories for the rise in explosive gas. A storm is coming, resulting in a drop of barometric pressure and an increase in methane. It's also possible coal is still smoldering from the explosion, releasing more carbon monoxide. Now the focus is on continuing to drill and to push the bad air out.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy, they hope to get rescuers back in this evening. Tiger Woods is a pro golfer again. Woods teeing off at the Masters a few hours ago, coming back from his sex scandal. This fan says, welcome back.
It's his personal life, and I just think that everybody makes mistakes, and I think a lot of people pointing the finger should be looking at their own self.
He returned with a par on the first hole. A new treaty signed by President Obama in the Czech Republic today is already showing promise.
It's one for the history books.
Today is an important milestone for nuclear security and nonproliferation and for U.S.-Russia relations.
Russia's Dmitry Medvedev, through an interpreter, thinks so too.
This is a win-win situation. No one stands to lose from this agreement.
Perhaps the most immediate fruits of this 10-year nuclear treaty will be a new warmth in U.S.-Russian relations. President Obama announced Medvedev will come visit the U.S. this summer. Ann Compton, ABC News, with the president in Prague.
That diplomat from Qatar who tried to smoke in a bathroom aboard a United Airlines flight to Denver last night, prompting a terror scare, will be sent home or transferred, according to the U.S. State Department. You're listening to ABC News.
People describe gout flares in painful ways. A blowtorch, a jackhammer, getting stepped on by a rhino in cleats. Okay, that's mine, but you get the point. Why put up with more flares than you have to? Especially when there may be better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. For information, go to gout.com and talk to your doctor about reducing uric acid and describe what it's like having fewer gout flares. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
In the days leading up to recalls of over 6 million of its cars and trucks, Toyota was warned by one of its own executives to stop hiding the acceleration problems it was having.
5 days before that huge Toyota recall, an internal company email warned that the automaker needed to come clean about the sudden acceleration problems. A Toyota vice president told colleagues the time to hide on this one is over. On its website, Toyota says while the company does not comment on internal memos, it has acknowledged several times it did a poor job of communicating, and the automaker says it is fully committed to being more transparent. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Big announcement from Oprah. She will host a new hour-long nighttime show when her daytime talk show ends. ABC's Dave Alpert says it's expected to be a lot different than her current show.
Oprah's new show will air at night on cable on a channel that doesn't even exist yet. The Oprah Winfrey Network, OWN, will launch in January. Winfrey's new show is expected to be called Oprah's Next Chapter.
Oprah is expected to travel around the world hosting the show from different countries. Have you heard this guy, a 24-year-old internet sensation on a Taiwanese singing competition? He's drawn comparisons to Susan Boyle after sounding almost identical to Whitney Houston singing I Will Always Love You. That Dolly Parton song was memorably recorded by Houston. This is ABC News.
There's an auto parts store just off the highway with over 90,000 car parts and 75 years experience. It's open 24 hours a day and will deliver any purchase over $75 for free. Want to go? Here's the address, advanceautoparts.com. Oh, yeah, that would be off the information superhighway. And right now at AdvanceAutoParts.com, save up to $30 when you order online. Plus, we'll match any price on the same product. See site for details. AdvanceAutoParts.com. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm John Bristow. Here's what's happening. Iran's intelligence minister accusing three jailed American hikers, including two people from the Bay Area, of links to U.S. intelligence services. Iran says it intends to put them on trial. A San Francisco man accused of making threatening phone calls to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made his first appearance in federal court today and was ordered held without bail. And several BART directors said today that BART should consider temporarily decreasing fares in the wake of its improving fiscal condition. The full board would have to approve that. Terry Rouse now with a KGO traffic check.
Busy North 880. It's between Marina Boulevard and Oak Street. Stop and go due to Caltrans sweepers in the right lane plus A's traffic. Los Altos Hills, South 280, right around the Foothill Expressway. A couple of cars on the shoulder there. Your car takes care of you. Care for it. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud in the engine. Use gasoline that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Bay Area forecast calling for mostly sunny and a bit windy this afternoon. Highs in the 60s except upper 50s at the ocean. Mostly sunny tomorrow and less windy. I'm John Bristow, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Coffee went down the wrong pipe. Yeah, get that swig in before you start the show. Excuse my cough. All right. I just was discussing yesterday this remarkable thing going around. Excuse me. Where Deepak Chopra is taking credit or claiming he caused the earthquake by meditating. Meditated too hard and just moved the earth. Well, I'll tell you something. I'll put a toothpick down on a table. And I want you to come over to my house and move that toothpick. And you can meditate as hard as you want. What a bunch of baloney. But I was discussing it with a psychologist who made the diagnosis. In her email, she says, oh my God, this takes narcissism to a whole new level. Are you kidding me? And is that what this is a symptom of? Or is this an error? And maybe you've read all this, or maybe you're on the tweet list. But he said it, according to this article in AOL News. Check it out. Oh, a little gossip here. Oh, Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy have split up. And I'm thinking of all those discussions, how he was a dad and all his observations and how he is going to be there and blah, blah, blah. And I, you know, to me, when I see these things happen, you must think all of those out there who figure, oh, if I were only a Hollywood star and rich, how much better life would be. I don't know anyone's ever done a study. I know there have been studies of doctors, and a lot of them have found doctors having higher divorce rates than other people. I would like to know. You know, take the top 300 actors and actresses and look at their marital status, or is it that the news organizations just always make it a big deal when they have trouble? But these seem to be like very unhappy people, even with this wonderful crusade that they have mounted, this wonderful dangerous crusade, which has been one of the most egregious public health disasters that I can think of in recent time, you know, against vaccines. So it's hard for me to wish them well. More on statistics and the lives of women. And women spend an average of 2 years and 10 months shopping during their lives. But listen, it's not all food. I mean, excuse me, clothing and shoes. It's food, it's essentials, etc. Buying essentials, including food and clothing, accounts for 25,000 such and such hours. The average female makes 301 shopping trips in a year. They window shop at least 51 times, not very common. They want to go in. Food, 84 occasion, taking 94 hours, 90 shopping trips to keep up their appearance. Clothing, 30 times, shoes, 15 times, accessories, 18 times. Even deodorant, shower gel, and razors, 17 hours and 33 minutes across a year. 19 trips, taking 36 hours, is spent purchasing gifts, and obviously done by a marketing research firm. You know what the most dangerous food that you can eat while you're driving? Think about it. It's potato chips. It heads the top 10 foods and drinks which cause motorists to take their eyes off the road. It's followed by chocolate and soda, One in 20 motorists has crashed or had a near miss fiddling with food at the wheel. Now, what do you think? Think it's time to ban potato chips in cars? Well, why not? Here's the data. Another herbal failure, black cohosh and your bones. They studied postmenopausal women and randomly assigned to either exercise taking their black cohosh and no added effects. Among exercisers, those who were randomly assigned to take the supplements each day showed no advantage. And there you go. Are you surprised? Shouldn't be. What is this guy up to? A Wisconsin district attorney is urging schools to drop their sex ed programs, warning that teachers will be arrested, could be arrested, if they follow the new state law, it's called state law, sir, requiring them to instruct students as part of it, instructing them on contraceptives and condoms. He sent a letter to leaders of the five school districts warning them to stop the sex ed programs or risk the arrest of their teachers. I wish I was a teacher in Wisconsin. Boy, I'd love to stand up and be counted. Now, here's the deal. The state law, this is, I know what you're probably, a lot of you are thinking at this moment, but listen to this. Starting this fall, require schools with sex ed courses to teach students medically accurate, age-appropriate information, including how to use birth control and prevent STDs. It requires the classes to include information about how to recognize signs of abuse and how alcohol affects decision-making. Now, first of all, parents can remove their kids from these classes. So you have that option, parents. But a lot of these parents somehow don't want the rest of us. They'll have our kids have access to this information. And that ain't fair. And it was like that under previous state law. Schools also will be allowed the choice of whether to offer sex ed, but must notify parents if they decide not to. In the letter, he says a new law promotes sexual assault of children and warns teachers of follow law will be charged with a misdemeanor or felony delinquency of a minor. Right? And here's some of his reasoning. If a teacher instructs a student 16 or younger how to utilize a contraceptive under circumstances where the teacher knows a child is engaging in sexual activity with another child, how's the teacher going to know that? Or even where the natural and probable consequences of the teacher's instruction is to cause a child, somebody needs to dump this guy. He doesn't get it. You talk about mixing politics and health, huh? Well, here's, don't teach sex ed. Maybe you'll wind up like Yemen. Here's a 13-year-old Yemeni girl died of injuries to her genitals. The practice of marrying young girls, of course, is widespread in that part of the world, drawn, international rights groups to protest. She died 4 days after her marriage. You can get into all this, like, what do we do about this kind of stuff? Do we inflict our values on other cultures? But more important, the point I want to make is this is about poverty. It says the gripping poverty plays a role in hindering efforts to stamp out this practice because you're a poor family. You find yourself quickly unable to say no to bride prices and the hundreds of dollars for your daughter. And it goes on and talks about how they tried to change things. But here's one 12-year-old Yemeni child bride died struggling for 3 days in labor. Once the minimum was 15 for the age of marriage, but Parliament annulled the law saying parents should decide when a daughter marries. And yes, this is there's a wide range of lifestyles on this globe, and some people live in the 15th century and some trying to live in the 21st century. FDA says be careful of these fat-dissolving treatments offered by spas. They do not eliminate the fat, and the company should stop saying so. So it's called lipodissolve, mesotherapy, lipozap, lipotherapy, injection lipolysis. They're all unproven injections or drugs. Their warning letters went to a bunch of spas. I can't read them all. There's just too many of them. And warned a Brazilian company that markets lipodissolve products. I had no idea, but you look inside the ingredients. Phosphatidylcholine and deoxycholate. I can't imagine how that would do anything. And they add vitamins and minerals and herbal extracts. They inject them into your fat and supposedly makes them dissolve and goes away. Maybe I should read you the list. Nah, you can find that online. Federal government has just seized a range of consumer products, including creams, capsules, tablets, gum, throat spray, and shampoos from a Haywood, Wisconsin manufacturer. This is someone called Beehive Botanicals, and they list here all the products they make and the medical claims on them. Now, anybody who makes supplements knows if you make a medical claim, you're going to get into trouble. There are a couple of major law firms in the East Coast that help you design the language for your labels and your advertising so you don't step over the line. In other words, you can say anything you want, but just don't mention a disease. If you want to say your thing cures, say, diabetes, then you simply say to get around the law, that's illegal, helps your body process sugar. These people went way, way over the line. So if you bought anything from that particular company, forget about it. You want to get a pet, by the way, there's a higher average than average risk of asthma having a dog around the house, but not cats. Not cats. And we go back and forth in this. Some studies have found it's good to have a dog around the house when a kid is born, that they have fewer allergies overall, other kinds of allergies. Being around animals kind of keeps the immune system, you know, working. And there's a thought that we're all too clean when we're babies and kids, and therefore our immune system has nothing to do. And that creates allergies even to other things. I love this because I saw a program once on one of the most clever things going in your life is an inkjet printer. You've got one. I got one. It's incredible technology. If you knew the pressures that are involved in there and how that thing spits out the ink and quickly, and we're looking at all kinds of new ways of using that, and they've now rigged up a device that sprays skin cells directly onto burn victims, quickly protecting and healing their wounds. It's an alternative to skin grafts. And, of course, they're working heavily with the U.S. Armed Forces Institute of Regenerative Medicine to come up with ways to help soldiers that are wounded in Iraq, Afghanistan. And it basically looks like a big printer. It uses a similar system. And they just multiply the cells and then put them in this thing, and it goes zip, 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 back and over the wound. They did this on animals, and it healed the wounds more quickly. Large amounts of vitamin C and vitamin E do not prevent preeclampsia. We thought maybe it would, and we're not warning pregnant women about prenatal vitamins yet. They should contain lower doses of vitamin C and E, but the doses in this study were not low. We're not high doses, for my book. I mean, those of you into vitamin C, they say 1,000 milligrams. And 400 units of vitamin E, which are standard units. So I don't know, this was such high doses. And then they also found, and part of the preeclampsia, you get high blood pressure. And they found those taking the vitamins had higher blood pressure, were more likely to develop high blood pressure during the study. And that isn't the only study that have found vitamins may actually contribute to hypertension. So you know where all this is going. I mean, after what do we got now? You know, we got a good 10, 15 good studies finding the dangers of vitamins. This is controversial, staying awake for your breast implants. When you do certain kinds of surgery, you want the patient out because you just may go beyond the boundaries of where you put in a local anesthetic and you may hurt somebody. And the idea is that you wake up, the doctors show you up and say, okay, Harriet, do you like them? No, I think I'd like to have triple Ds. Okay, dear. They go back and put in your triple Ds. And that's the only reason, as far as I can tell, of why you would do this. And the scary thing is that most of these doctors who are doing this awake breast implant are not plastic surgeons. And we kind of talked about that the other day. It was kind of scary. And worse is that here's a doctor who teaches this. More than 100 doctors in a two-day, $7,000 seminar. His students are doctors who typically did their residencies in OBGYN or family medicine and who take a weekend course to learn how to do aesthetic surgeries. Whew. I mean, that's real. I mean, a board-certified plastic surgeon spends 5 to 8 years after medical school learning all this. You're going to want an OBGYN doing your breast implants? Please look at the credentials. Look at the credentials. It could save you... save a lot. Well, here's a whole new shift. I don't know if I like this or not. NBC, instead of product placements, you know what that is. You know, you see the person in the show pick up a Coca-Cola. Coke paid for that, if it's in a movie, for instance. Well, NBC Universal is looking at something called behavior placement and trying to pick up on all the little good things that are going on in our world and writing it into the scripts. Unlike product placement, which can seem jarring to savvy viewers. The goal is that viewers won't really notice that Tina Fey is tossing a plastic bottle into a recycle bin, or that minor character in Law & Order has switched to energy-saving bulbs. And, you know, TV's always had the ability to get millions of people to mimic a beloved character, and there's a good and a bad and the ugly in that one. But they're trying to incorporate a green storyline at least once a year. And here's one, an episode of Bravo's reality series, Millionaire Matchmaker, where a 39-year-old tycoon with an eco-friendly clothing line goes into a rage after his blind date orders red meat. You know, I should tell you something about him. It's about your personality. It's not about what you believe in. You know, somebody that wants to wield that kind of authority over what you, the choices you make. And I don't know, people that do that stuff get militant. I was a militant vegetarian. And but the real reason in the fine print is they can sell more advertising on the shows. So when you get that green storyline, you find companies that match. And here they picked up $20 million in extra advertising from 20 sponsors by putting storylines into the program that match the product. Ooh, it's a little creepy to me. All right, you ready? Simple question, friends. Really simple. What do you think about aliens? Are they living among us? I'm going to blow you away with this survey about what your neighbors think and comparing different countries and their belief about there are aliens in our midst. Wow. I better check Heather and Kyle. Make sure I'm not working with aliens here. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8251. 8255, excuse me. How about the phone number again? 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
People describe gout flares in painful ways. A blowtorch, a jackhammer, getting stepped on by a rhino in cleats. Okay, that's mine, but you get the point. Why put up with more flares than you have to? Especially when there may be better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. For information, go to gout.com and talk to your doctor about reducing uric acid and describe what it's like having fewer gout flares. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Did your retirement investment lose money while Wall Street got bailed out? If so, RetirementAdvocate.org has a bailout program for you, the hardworking Americans on Main Street. Roll over any retirement account to us and we'll add 11% the very same day. Plus, we'll match 11% on any new funds you contribute for the next 7 years. Call 800-670-1615 and give yourself an 11% match for 7 straight years. That's 800-670-1615.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we will send you a powerful, life-changing CD absolutely free. Call 800-210-8225. That's 800-210-8225. Call 800-210-8225 now.
Why is it that the larger a bank gets, the less it seems to get you? When did you become merely an account number? How come when you have questions, there's no one there to answer? Well, maybe it's time you asked around. Maybe it's time to ask Comerica, the bank that answers to you. Since 1849, we've given our customers the personalized one-on-one attention they need to make informed decisions. So, while most banks make you sit on hold, Comerica actually sits down with you. From understanding which mortgage program is best for you, to getting the capital your business needs, simply ask Comerica. With over 161 years of know-how, our banking professionals can show you how. So, if you're looking for a bank that's big enough to help but small enough to care, ask Comerica. We answer to you. To find a Comerica Banking Center nearest you, visit Comerica.com/grow or call 800-292-1300. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Opportunity Lender and Equal Housing Lender.
Life's too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Frank in New Hampshire. How you doing, Frank? Frank, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Okay. Yes, sir. You're on the air. What's your question, sir?
My question is, I was recently diagnosed with a slow-growing prostate cancer,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to know if there's any possibility or danger of me passing that on to my wife through intercourse.
Yes, a good question for many many reasons, and let's sink into this. I would have no doubt that with sophisticated testing, we might be able to find cancer cells in your body fluids that are coming out of the prostate. That makes sense. You know, cancer can be very, you know, it grows and it erodes the neighborhood cells. So indeed, there's a possibility. But what would happen if you put someone else's cancer cells into your body? In general, your body would reject it like a transplant. And certainly, that would mean, you know, doing surgery and really trying to get a take from those cells. So the general answer to your question is no. And yet there are a lot of people who fear being around still, people with cancer, afraid that they can get it. And, you know, cancer requires the genes in your cells to go a little crazy and start causing the cell to grow, and reproduce radically. And cancer cells are different than regular cells. When you look under a microscope or you test them in all different ways, they're just wildly growing cells that will not be contained by the normal control mechanisms. And there's a lot of potential things to learn from cancer cells in terms of times you may want cells to grow more quickly, for instance, in wound healing, etc. But no, you cannot pass it on that way. Let's talk to Lisa. How you doing, Lisa?
Dr. Dean-Dell, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about my son has a herniated disc in his back. He's 18 years old, and mm-hmm. he's had a lot of pain. He's taken a lot of medications, and what we found was this new procedure from this Dr. Leahy for DRX-9000 decompression, mm-hmm. spinal decompression system. We went to see him, and he told us how much it was, which is kind of expensive, but he told us all about the machine, and he said most spine doctors are going to disagree because they don't know a lot about it. And of course,
yeah, I know. You got to love that. You know, someone who goes to medical school and residency for 10 years, studies the spine, you know, doesn't know anything because they think what he's doing is quackery. And basically, that machine is, the feds have expressed concerns about it. It does not do what it said. It should be condemned. And I would say there are plenty of chiropractors who agree with me. How much do you want to charge you for the treatment?
It's $5,900, almost $6,000.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just save you $6,000. You don't have to send me any part of it. I wouldn't go near it. First of all, the whole idea that we used to believe in traction, by the way, you know, where if you went into a hospital in the 50s with a herniated disc or, back problem, you'd lie in bed and put straps around you and hold you up, you know, against the bed, the headboard, and then put weights over that went over wheels at the base of the bed that pulled on your hip. Figure we stretch you out. And then we went through the upside down phase where the traction, you know, it can feel good on people with spinal with bulging discs because it seems so logical. Take pressure off of the space between the vertebrae. But of course, you can't spend very long hanging upside down. As soon as you stand upright again, it just squishes right back. So no, I am not a believer in this. I don't think it works. There is no evidence that it does work. And it's very, very expensive. And there's many of them out there. So I would, I'd save your money. And yet, you know, it's very difficult to control these things because each of these professions, they have their own standards and they make up their own. In other words, if we were to legitimize, you know, voodoo medicine and give it a license and where people can stick pins in dolls to hurt other people, well, you'd have to respect the fact that this is their profession and this is what they do and they have their own licensing board. So it makes it difficult when you're dealing with things that scientifically are not valid. All right. We come back. I want to talk about aliens among us. All right. There must be some. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The man accused of threatening House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in court in San Francisco today, where a judge refused his request to be released to a halfway house. The judge wants more information on the man's mental state. Senator Barbara Boxer was touring the quake damage in Calexico today when a 5.3 aftershock hit the town, setting windows and walls to shaking. No damage or injuries reported, however. The diplomat from Qatar who sparked the bomb scare on a United flight yesterday will not face charges, and he will resolve the matter by leaving the U.S. His country says it was all a big mistake. And the nuclear weapons treaty signed by President Obama and the President of Russia today would shrink the number of nuclear warheads to the level of the 1960s. The treaty still must be approved by lawmakers in both countries. This is KGO.
Spring is in the air, and the only thing better than warmer weather is knowing that you can always save money at Safeway. And with our everyday low prices and club card specials all over the store, you'll save on everything you need, every day of the week. Like right now with your club card, Foster Farms split chicken breasts are only 99 cents a pound in the value pack. And 22-ounce loaves of Safeway 100% whole wheat or crushed wheat breads are two for only $3. Sweet green seedless grapes are only 98 cents a pound. You can even save on Yoplait yogurt. Selected 4 and 6-ounce containers are 10 for just $5. And be sure to keep you and your family healthy this spring and all summer long with an H1N1 flu shot from our pharmacy. It's only $9 with your club card. From club card specials to our everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway. Some restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call National Tax Relief today, 1-800-652-4139. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. National Tax Relief partner firms specialize in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 1-800-652-4139. There's a limited amount of time that could be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call National Tax Relief today. 1-800-652-4139. 1-800-652-4139.
Spring is here. Get ready for beach weather. Get rid of your toenail fungus now. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Their doctors can eliminate the cause of toenail fungus using a patented new treatment in as little as one 30-minute session. Just ask their patients.
If you really want to have really great, beautiful toenails, I recommend that you do it because, believe me, it does work.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, there's no prescription medication, no side effects, and no anesthesia needed. Here's Mike, who tried everything before the new toes treatment.
For 8 years, I put the creams and the gels every morning, did nothing. Well, it kept it at bay, but it never got rid of it. And now they are perfect.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist. Get ready for spring. Call 1-800-639-8637 to schedule an appointment. Or go to 800newtoes.com and get rid of your toenail fungus now. With 6 locations throughout the Bay Area, there's an office near you. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
Spring into savings with Macy's Spring Spectacular. Get the lowest prices of the season with 30 to 80% off store-wide. Save on a great selection of sportswear for her, only $9.99 to $19.99. Buy two bras, get two free. Men's dress shirts and ties, buy one, get two free. Plus, take 60% off all down and down alternative comforters. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your car takes care of you. Care for it. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud in your engine. Use gasoline that cleans. Chevron with Techron.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean here. All right, let's talk about aliens. This is astounding. This is a poll of 23,000 adults in 22 countries asking people, do you believe that aliens walk among us disguised as human beings? 20% of people in a global survey believe. One in five. More than 40% of people in India and China believe that aliens walk among us disguised as human beings. Well, and they look, by the way, at populated countries and less populated countries. And in less populated countries, you're more likely to know your next-door neighbor and know they're not an alien, because it does seem to be higher, that belief system, in crowded countries. So I was too curious to see where we fell on that. Most of the wiring, of course, didn't offer up. So I went and got the original out. And first of all, what was interesting is that in a lot of countries, how much money you have in education made a difference, but not that much, as I would have expected. So India, 45% of people agreed with alien beings have come to Earth and walk amongst us in our community disguised as us. All right, so 45% in India, 42% in China, and a big drop, Japan, 29%. South Korea, 27%. United States, 24%. One in four Americans agree with that statement. Then it goes Brazil, 24, Australia, 23, Russia, 21, Spain. Let's get down to where people seem to be a little more rational. Canada, Hungary, Argentina, Germany, 11%, Mexico, 10%, France, 9%, Sweden and Belgium, 8%. Let that sink in. Don't call me. I get these emails from people. You just prove how wacky you are, and you tell me, oh, you've got proof that there are aliens walking. Excuse me. Fine. Send the proof, okay? Don't send me your wacky emails. And I just find this upsetting. Now, the easy thing for you to say, well, you prove they're not there. Well, you can't prove negatives. Come on. One in four people, and we all have the vote. And we're all trying to decide complicated issues these days. And if most places in the world were like that, but why we, the most powerful country on earth, of all the other nations of the world, were the worst, other than South Korea, Japan, China, and India, all Western countries. This is a kind of a number that could be easy to use to make the case that we've lost it, friends. We've lost our intellectual leadership, our educational leadership. We watch too much television. So that's my question. Why, United States, one in four of you, where Sweden, 8%, France, 9%. How did they all get so rational? Well, we are still, you know, steeped in superstition. I don't have an answer for that. Okay. Let's talk to Michael. How you doing, Michael?
Yes, hey, doctor. I listen to you every day. I forgot to ask Heather this, but I'll make the question second. Cholesterol test, I've always been told to fast for 8 hours, and I get a much better reading. So anyway, but my question was, in doctor's offices and hospitals, you're always told to put the gown on backwards, so you tie it backwards, tie it from behind. I mean, that creates a lot of anger right there on the patient. And I ask the people in the hospital and the doctor, why do we do this? And they say, I don't know, just put it on.
It's funny. I'll tell you a couple of reasons, and I've seen this discussed, by the way, in medical journals, and it's a tough thing to change. First of all, if you take that particular gown and you open it up and you put it in the front, it's very possible, you know, it could fly open. It's not a great, you know, a great seal, shall we say. And in terms of taking it on and off, there are some reasons why you'd be more likely to want to move it forward. I just heard all kinds of excuses. It's just such a pain to put on, as you said. You know, for a lot of people, might have arthritis and issues like that, to reach behind and get those straps, even if they give you enough straps to do it. And, you know, as what was that, the movie, and I forgot what the scene where he's walking down, it shows his bare butt walking down the car to the hospital with this thing, and it just doesn't really cover up. So I guess the question is, they admit it doesn't really cover you. So what would you rather reveal, you know, your backside or, full frontal nudity? I guess that would be their excuse. That was a good question. Good question. Let's talk to, Walt. What's on your mind today, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Riddell. I was wondering, can discommunication be considered abuse? The silent treatment, well, are going to ignore you or something, all this, and is that abuse?
You mean in a family where mom and dad say, I'm not talking to you? It's a silent treatment to a kid?
People, too.
Well, as grown-ups, it's hard to, you know, there is such a thing as verbal abuse in relationships, and there it's, you know, it's formally described as part of the abuse syndrome. In terms of, in general, the silent treatment, well, you know, I could sit here all day long and tell you why I don't think it's a healthy way of handling issues and problems. So sometimes it is. I mean, some relationship, you know, counselors would tell you it's fair to walk out of the room to say we're not getting anywhere. Let's agree to disagree and let's stop the conversation. You could construe that to be a form of it. But I think when parents stop talking and use that as a way of communicating their displeasure, I think they're also communicating something else, that they also are flummoxed as how to communicate it, because there's nothing like intimacy and words and talking about these things. So I guess it wouldn't go so far to think it's a silent treatment. And I know a lot of families, that's the way they handled it. And I know a lot of people who think they were damaged emotionally from that, and that they never learned how to communicate their feelings and always thought it was wrong to communicate feelings, etc. But I stopped short of calling it abuse. So I guess, you know, that's where I'd come down on that one. All right. Let me take a quick break and come back. You're going to need a pencil. I am going to offer up a way that you can help a terrible disease. We do this every year. And so get yourself a pencil, although you could probably remember it. It's so short. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he'd called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
This spring, when you're getting ready to take the family on the road, the Sears Blue Automotive crew will make sure your car is just as prepared. And we offer price matching to get you the best price, guaranteed. Come into the Sears Automotive Center through April 15th to save on all Bridgestone tires and get up to a $100 prepaid American Express card with a purchase of four. Plus, Guardsman all-season tires are as low as $29.98. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life. Well spent.
For years, we've all heard about solar energy, electricity right from the sun. No fuel, no emissions, no waste. It used to require an enormous investment, but no longer. Now with the solar lease from SolarCity, solar power is affordable for everyone. Join the thousands of SolarCity homes and businesses who have installed a solar system for no upfront cost. It's really the new way to go solar. All you do is pay a low monthly payment that dramatically lowers your electric bill. You actually start saving from day one. It's remarkable. You save energy, you save money, you help change the world. Now, imagine if your whole neighborhood went solar, your whole city. What if one-third of California went solar? It's huge. What a difference we could all make. Go to our savings calculator at SolarCity.com or call 877-599-SOLAR. That's 877-599-SOLAR, 877-599-SOLAR. Solar City, we're changing the world one home at a time.
The Oakland A's are known for giving it their all, but as a fan, you must be careful not to get caught up in the excitement. Do not tear your hair out. Do not scream, "Cussed is God," at the top of your lungs. Do paint your face green, but not the person next to you. And do not pretend to be Andrew Bailey and throw your hot dog high and tight at your friend. The Oakland A's, green collar baseball.
On Thursday, April 15th, come get an A's fleece sluggy presented by the Mercury News. For tickets, go to oaklandathletics.com.
Are you stressed out trying to find the best hotel price?
Yes.
Then try Travelocity's new top secret hotels. The easy way to get unpublished discounts of up to 45% off 3- and 4-star hotels without the hassle of bidding.
No bidding?
No bidding.
Well, knock me over.
You got it.
Oh, very funny. Ha! What's it called again?
Travelocity's top secret hotels.
Good luck keeping that a secret.
Travelocity, the best place for hotel deals. Go to Travelocity.com for details and to book your top secret hotel now.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program. I want to tell you this first, and it's an annual leukemia and lymphoma radiothon, all right, that's held in Northern California. I'm just going to tell you how, and I'll tell you why real quickly, because the progress in leukemia and lymphoma as a cancer has probably been the most progress in any cancer. In other words, when I've said this many times, when I was in school, it was like a devastating diagnosis. Most people died. And now most people, most kids live. So that progress translates into other fields. So you know me, I'm always trying to tell you, you know, giving your money to breast cancer might not bring you a cure for breast cancer. Giving your money to basic cell research or even prostate cancer, which is a similar cancer, you know, may more quickly lead you to a cure. So consider this a fight against cancer. And you can go to kgoradio.com/cure. It's easy. KGO radio. altogether.com/cure. Or you can send a contribution to 900 Front Street, San Francisco, 94111, in care of KGO. Or just, you know, something, you just put KGO, San Francisco, it'll get there. All right. Oh, yes, but they'd have to live in the area. We're doing a real fancy. You want to fly and have dinner with me and Gene Burns. Very beautiful, fancy. The wines and food, second to none. You'll be able to bid on that. How about Heather? Are you in there? Can someone bid on a
yes, they can.
They can bid and get you. Okay. All right. We'll talk about that later. Let's talk to Steve. How you doing, Steve? Welcome to the program.
Steve, I'm sorry for getting off subject. I just had
Wait a second. There's no subject here. Every call is a separate story. It's fine. Go right ahead.
Okay. I have a question. It's sort of a problem. I watch the commercials every night, and, you know, it's tempting. It's about the penis enlargement.
Gotcha. You say you have a problem. What is it? You said something that, I mean, give me a little sense of self here. Are you concerned that you're not large enough?
Yes.
Is it really true?
Yes. Does the pill really work?
No, I just want to talk about you, Steve, though, because I find there are a lot of men who are just absolutely within normal limits who somehow want more. And then there are men. There is a condition where men can be too small, but they would know that. It's something that's a congenital defect and happens from birth. And most men, you know, watch too much porn. They think all guys are supposed to be like that. And so that's what I'm trying to help you with, because, you tell me. I mean, are you normal and you're looking for more, or do you really feel there's something wrong?
Well, I think I'm looking for more.
Yeah, okay. Steve, let me tell you something. If you talk to women, they'll tell you it's not a big deal. There's some aesthetics there, but basically when it comes to making love, men who are larger, it can be painful. There are certain positions that women hate to do with men like that because it pushes on their cervix and can be uncomfortable. And it's the motion. It's the motion and how you make love, not the size of your organ. So I would want to discourage you from even thinking about it. Those infomercials are entirely fraudulent, Steve. They're a lie. They get away with it. The feds just figure, if people are too silly and they want to invest in that, that's fine. But if they get really, really big, they bust them. And a couple of ones that they've busted have found incredible wealth accumulated by the people who peddle this stuff to gullible listeners and viewers. So what can I tell you? All right. That was an easy one. Laura, Vancouver, Washington. How you doing, Laura? Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Dell. I very much appreciate your program. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm calling to ask you about the book I just finished reading, Building Bone Vitality, by senior nutritionist scientist Amy Lanou.
Mm-hmm.
After finishing the book, I was totally perplexed with what she stated. She tells about several studies showing that people in countries consuming the most milk, dairy, and calcium supplements suffer the most hip fractures. She says that milk is not bone building and not important for the bones.
Sure. Well, let's talk about it. Yeah. I know the book, and it's actually of someone I know, a friend of mine who wrote that book for this person who is a nutritionist. First of all, calcium is not the answer to thin bones. So I agree with her with that. I wish it were that simple. There have been many studies to find you just take a bunch of calcium, doesn't help your bones. The epidemiological studies, why certain countries, etc. Well, that's very tricky because this is your genes can set you up for this. This is a disease of blue-eyed white women who are often of small frame, where other countries that are not milk-consuming countries are often people of color who traditionally were not into dairy. So while building strong bones is a multi-pronged approach that involves exercise, genes, your diet, etc., and lots of factors go into it, I'm not sure. The evidence is not pointed for sure what's really going on here. But eating a lot of protein seems to put calcium into your urine and thin your bones. So heavy meat eaters, that seems to be bad in terms of your bones. There are many, many nutrients that are involved. So if you're going to get into this, eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. And I think she recommends that in the book. And stay healthy and eat a range of foods instead of, you know, the way a lot of us eat. And even then, you may not be able to stop it. You may be able to slow it down. And, you know, people who gain weight have thicker bones than thinner people because their bones are very dynamic. And what happens in osteoporosis, your bones are, every normal person, your bones are constantly being torn down and then constantly being built up. It would be like, you know, like the Las Vegas Strip. They're constantly tearing down these hotels and building new ones, tear them down, building new ones. Well, with osteoporosis, it seems the tearing down part gets the edge on the building up part and you get a net loss. So I think it's worthwhile being confused because we're not exactly sure what the very, very, very best way is to stop this. And, you know, estrogens are pretty effective, but we're not recommending women take estrogen just to keep their bones thick. So, you know, get exercise, vary your diet, get your calcium naturally if you want. And milk is not the enemy. Milk is fine. I don't think it's, you know, it's dangerous in the cause. I don't think that's been proven yet. But that's her theory. And her theory is, you know, has a lot to do with acid and base foods, which is really not accepted by the mainstream yet. But there are studies, you know, that attempt to support it, but the definitive studies haven't been done. All right. All right. Let's take one more. What do you think? Now let's take a break. One more break, that is. Yeah, all right, look to the clock. It pays to look once in a while. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dale, coming right back.
Where would you rather see Bay Area kids spending their time? Out in the streets with the drugs, the violence, the gangs, the predators? Or with caring friends and communities where they're safe, secure, and away from the negative temptations that are out there? The choice is easy to make, but because of California's budget crisis, the streets are gaining a big advantage. At EMQ Families First, they're doing all they can to protect children with prevention and early intervention programs for drug addiction, domestic violence, in-home and school-based services protecting over 18,000 children and family members. Now, they could use your help, too. Donations are needed, and every penny you give helps keep Bay Area kids off the streets and with the safe, caring, healthy families that they deserve. For more information on EMQ Families First and the many other ways you can help, please visit their website at helpkids.org. That's helpkids.org. Do it now, because the streets are no place for kids.
The birthday sale at JCPenney isn't about cake and confetti. It's about saving on great style store-wide with over 200 doorbusters all day Friday and from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Like women's St. John's Bay apparel. It's 50% off. Guys' shorts, 60% off. Happy birthday to us also means happy shopping to you. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. New look, new day, who knew? JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 10th.
And now, a few words from the boss.
KGO Radio's 30th annual Curathon to raise money in the war against leukemia and lymphoma takes place this weekend. But don't worry if you already have plans for the weekend. We'd be glad to take your donation right now. Just go to kgoradio.com or send a check made out to the Leukemia Society and mail it to 900 Front Street, San Francisco, 94111. Any amount will help. And you'll enjoy the weekend more knowing you've helped make a difference. I'm Mickey Luckoff. Thanks for your support.
Attention to all Americans struggling with medical bills and credit card debt. Due to the economic crisis, a program approved by the United States government now may eliminate 100% of your medical bills and credit card debt. credit card debt entirely. This program is now available to the general public through the Chapter 7 Federal Bankruptcy Act and here to offer Americans a fresh start during these hard economic times. We have one goal in mind with this program, and that is to allow Americans to keep their homes, cars, and personal property while eliminating 100% of your debts for good. For more information and to see if you qualify for this government-approved program, call the American Bankruptcy Hotline today, 800-305-4770. Over 1.5 million Americans are expected to take advantage of this opportunity this year alone. While the economy is getting worse and worse, there is no better time than now to file bankruptcy on your debts and walk away from 100% of it for good through this program. For more information, call America's Bankruptcy Hotline now. 800-305-4770. 800-305-4770. Again, that's 800-305-4770.
Dr. Udell here. Let's talk to Andy. How you doing, Andy?
Hi, Dr. Udell.
Yes, sir. What's your question?
Well, the sport I play involves swimming underwater, holding your breath, and out of about 30 people that I play with that are regulars, there are four of us who experience atrial fibrillation pretty regularly.
Wow.
And that just seems like too high a number for it to be a coincidence, and I'm wondering if you could think of anything that could be causative in what we're doing.
Sure. What's the sport?
It's underwater hockey.
It's not hard enough on ice.
We do it the real way and snorkel.
Okay, let's talk about this quickly. First of all, 4 out of 30, well, you know, 30 is not a big number, and if I asked you to flip a coin, you know, 50-50 each time, you can see how that could skew. So it doesn't automatically mean cause and effect, but I could theorize for you, and I find this very interesting, by the way. And I'd be interested in following this up. You know, when you're holding your breath for a long period of time and you really do it well, what's happening, of course, oxygen levels are going down, carbon dioxide is building up, and that little drop in oxygen, maybe there's a little sensitive part in the electrical system in the heart, which is what causes atrial fibrillation, so the atrium doesn't beat kablunk-kablunk. You know, it just starts to shimmy. And it's very serious. I hope you're all getting it treated, because you can make clots in it that can cause an instant, pulmonary embolism. Or depending on if the other atrium is going, you can get a severe stroke. So it's a very important condition to get diagnosed. Sounds like you have, because you know what it is. And yeah, maybe that little lack of oxygen. I do not think there's any, I'd have to look it up, any research on that. But it's a reasonable supposition. The data doesn't exactly tell us for sure, but you never know. All right, quickly, the address again, kgoradio.com/cure to make a donation to For Leukemia. All right, I'd appreciate it. And that's the program. Join us for the next one. Till then, as always, be well.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Cruise on down to Strictly Sail Pacific, the only all-sail boat show on the West Coast. Strictly Sail Pacific is the number one destination for sailors. Get great deals on new and pre-owned sailboats and check out the latest sailing gear and accessories. Choose from over 100 sailing seminars and celebrate the sailing lifestyle with a host of parties, kids' activities, and free sailboat rides. Strictly Sail Pacific, April 15th through 18th at Jack London Square, Oakland. Tickets and details at strictlysailpacific.com.
The phrase, you snooze, you lose, is taking on a whole new meaning at Sleep Train thanks to the Choose and Snooze event. It's going on now. For a limited time, Sleep Train will pay the sales tax or give you interest-free financing for 2 years on your approved credit. It's your choice. Tax-free or sleep-free for 24 months during Sleep Train's Choose and Snooze event. It's on now. So be sure to ask about your finance options, and the choices don't end there. Side by side in every store are countless beds that you can try out to find the best possible fit. Beautyrest, Posturepedic, or the Vera Wang Organic Collection by Serta. So many choices, and you can experience that better night's sleep faster if you buy before 2, because Sleep Train offers free same-day delivery, free setup and free removal of your old set. Don't snooze and lose. Hurry into Sleep Train today and choose nSnooze. Tax-free or 2 years interest-free on your approved credit. On now at Sleep Train. Superior service, best selection, lowest prices. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep guaranteed.
It's Gil Gross. Okay, it's a Tiger Woods story, but it's not about sex. And